You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. And tonight it is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studios in the newly refurbished after the hurricane studios in downtown Exeter. We have power. And Amy Turner is with us from Theater by the Sea. Welcome back, Amy.
Hi, Mike. It's good to be here.
Nice to have you in the studio again. And nice to have the big Irene storm behind us. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But first of all, I want to say at the top of the show that today is a very important day in American history and world history. And the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And certainly want to pay tribute to all the men and women in the service around the United States. And I know that we have lots of them that listen to this show worldwide. We've received emails from people that want a little touch of home. And some of them that are listening, we certainly say thank you very much. And thanks for doing what you do. And Amy, now to the Theater by the Sea, which made it through. The last time I saw you was before the big storm.
That's right.
And let's see, in the Drowsy Chaperone, which was sensational.
Thank you.
And Lenny Watts, the star, the man in chair.
Correct.
Was did a great job, and just was just a super production. For those of you that didn't see it, you missed something great. And make sure you get out and see what's left, which is the 39 Steps.
That's
open,
right,
the other night.
Exactly. Yeah, our fifth show this year.
And that was a little bit of a different thing. Theater by the Sea has passed several years that you've been open now. You've done four musicals a year.
That's right.
And now this year, tell us a little bit about 39 Steps before we go on with the other.
Well, the 39 Steps is based on the Hitchcock movie. It's a pre-World War II spy thriller, mm-hmm, about intrigue and a spy network and trying to smuggle government information out of the UK just before the war. So it was definitely a very serious movie, absolutely in the Hitchcock, you know, it's a very typical Hitchcock film. And it was adapted by Patrick Barlow, and he sort of turned it a little bit on its head and created a very, very funny, silly show, a sort of a send up of that. And it really does have people, you know, laughing, roaring.
Now, this particular show might have more characters in it than any show you've ever done, right?
Well, it's true. It only has four actors, but you're right. It has an enormous number of characters that these four actors play. I think they advertise it as over 150 characters.
Right.
I think it's more like 137.
Oh, okay. A little exaggeration there.
But no, they do. Particularly the two characters called Clown 1 and Clown 2, each one just continues to literally and figuratively change hats throughout, mm-hmm, and plays almost the entirety of the supporting cast throughout the entire play. It's a lot of fun to watch them just switch on a dime from one character to the next.
So you don't have much time left in the season to get down to Theater by the Sea, but we strongly urge you to do that. Catch 39 Steps, and then we'll tell you about another event coming up a little bit later, but we want to get to some music and talk mostly about the announcement of next year's season. Very exciting.
It is.
And you've picked the perfect musical for me to start off your season. I just love this show.
Is that Forever Plaid?
Forever Plaid.
Yeah, I can imagine that's right up your alley. It really is that classic men's group, the boys group, back
right.
before boys group was sort of the pop. It was a wonderful early 60s, the tight harmonies, the clever arrangements
sure.
and things like that of
yeah.
classic songs.
Yeah,
I love it, too, I have to say.
Definitely right up my alley. We're going to start with a song from that, and then we'll come back and talk some more. But right now, gotta be this or that.
No, pretty baby, or otherwise I must go. Pretty baby, it's yes or no. Gotta be this or that. If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't dark, it's light. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that. If it's not full, blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it's not being, it's frank. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not your brother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that. Full blank, being frank. Yes, no, let's go. You say it's yes and then it's no. You say you stay and then you go. You're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? First you say you do, and then you don't. And then you say you will, and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? Be doodly doo doo.
Now you wanna play, and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
I've been sitting on a fence and it doesn't make much sense.
What?
Cause you keep me in suspense and you know it.
What?
You promise to return when you don't really burn.
What?
Well, I guess I'll never learn and
show it. Make up your mind. If you got a heart and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart. Make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? You're having your heart, you're having your heart, you're having your heart, you're having your first. You say you do and then you don't. No, you don't. And then you say you will and then you won't. No, you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Well, what's it gonna be? Now you wanna play and then it's no, then it's no. And when you say you stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Yes, no, stay, go. You're having your heart, you're having your heart. You're having your heart, you're having your heart, you're having your heart. You're having your heart, you're having your heart, you're having your heart. You're so indecisive, you got a heart. And if you're kind, then don't keep us apart. Make up your mind. You're indecisive now, so what are you gonna do? You say it's yes and then it's no. You say you stay and then you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Do I, yes, no, stay, go, am I, do I?
Well, that certainly gets me in the mood of singing, so that's a great show. Look forward to that. But before we continue with Forever Plaid, let's just finish up on 39 Steps. There's about a week left of show at this point.
That's right. We close on Sunday.
Close on Sunday, but if people want to get tickets, there are a few tickets left.
There are, and we really do encourage people to rush right out and get them because it will be gone. And we're thrilled that this is a Rhode Island premiere of this play. So this is their first opportunity. See it before anyone else does it.
And they can do that by going to the website.
Absolutely, theaterbythesea.com.
And or call that catchy phone number.
401-782-TKTS, which is 8587.
All right, great. And get down to the theater. It's always a little bit of a bittersweet thing when you go to see the last production at Theater by the Sea. You know, yes. I know the summer is gone, but a great summer in general with some great productions. And on to next year, and these shows that you've got lined up are going to be great. So let's just touch on what next year brings to us.
Yeah, so like we said, the first show is going to open with Forever Plaid, which is what we call a jukebox musical. It takes popular music from a certain period and puts it in. But it has such a sweet and wonderful story. And I think for people that haven't seen it, I would say there really is a story to it and a very lovely component that sort of ties all this music together. And there's actually four characters in that play as well. And for people who have seen it, I'd say, you know, quite honestly, I think that we bring out the heart of pieces. I think that's one of the things that we've shown our audiences we do. So hopefully we'll be sort of showing it to them in a new and more heartfelt manner.
Great. And if you haven't made the trip to Theater by the Sea in the past, I think that statement that Amy just made is extremely accurate. I've seen lots of shows in lots of different buildings and theaters around the country, and there's just something different about being in the barn, as we say.
Yep.
There are no golden chandeliers. Normally.
In fact, there's wagon wheel chandeliers.
There's wagon wheel chandeliers, right? But it's just a great, intimate place. You feel part of the action, and it's a great thing to do. So get out this following week and see 39 Steps before the summer is completely gone. We have another song from Forever Plaid, and let's listen to that now, and then we'll start talking about the other shows coming up. This is Cry.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you'll feel better if you cry. When waking from a sometimes think it's real, but it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartache seems to hang around too long, and getting bluer with each song. Remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your hair down and go.
Going to be humming all day. Great songs, great tunes, and it's going to be a great production. And other shows after Forever Plaid comes probably one of the all-time biggies.
Well, I happen to adore this. I mean, I literally grew up on the movie, and that's Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music.
Now, I kind of grew up on the movie, too, and we're a very different age. But I remember when I was in junior high school, I went to Warwick, Rhode Island, Aldrich Junior High School, and on Post Road in Warwick. And across the street at that time was a little shopping plaza, and it had the Warwick Cinema in it. And The Sound of Music came to the Warwick Cinema, and I used to remember looking out the window and seeing Sound of Music on the marquee, and it stayed there for the entire year that I was in junior high school.
Movies used to do that.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was like it became the Sound of Music Theater. So maybe a few people are remembering that right now, but tell us about when it comes to Theater by the Sea.
Well, I think that there's a couple of reasons that we chose this for next year. We sort of have a bit of a working theme going of both the joy and the fear of that comes along with working. And certainly anybody who doesn't know the story, it's about a young novice who's sent to governess a widow's children. He has seven children, and he's a naval officer. And so in the course of discovering herself and discovering her passions, everybody basically falls in love with her. And, you know, to say they live happily ever after right before Germany invades Austria is probably a bit of an exaggeration, but it really is an iconic story. And we've yet to do a Rodgers and Hammerstein production.
Oh,
so,
I didn't realize that.
You know, to do something this classic, and I have to say that we have periodically brought children into the productions that we've done. And we hadn't done that for 2 years, ever since Peter Pan, where we had some of local children involved in that. So we sort of just thought this was the perfect opportunity for us to reach out once again into the community, to present something that hopefully entire families can go to. It actually has an interesting history, because it was written originally as a play, as a musical, I should say. And then the movie made certain changes to the story, added some songs and whatnot. And then they sort of rewrote the musical to better reflect some of those iconic moments.
What had happened in the movie.
In the movie, right. Exactly. Because it is, I think, an example where the movie did transcend and outgrow the musical and made it even better.
The change was better.
Academy Award winning movie.
Sure.
And they were smart enough to understand that if they kind of married the original musical and the movie, that they would end up with an even better musical. So, anybody who's a little bit of a historian, you know, can research the differences.
All right. Well, this will be the second show coming in next summer at Theater by the Sea. We're going to listen to a couple tunes from that, specifically the Sound of Music theme and then Edelweiss. And then we'll take a short break and we'll be back with more of Amy Turner and Theater by the Sea.
My day in the hills has come to an end. I know a star has come out to tell me it's time to go. But deep in the dark green shadows are voices that urge me to stay. So I pause and I wait and I listen for one more sound, for one more lovely thing that the hills might say. The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze, to laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones in its way, to sing through the night like a lark who is
shade of eyes. Every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright. You look happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Zullo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Zullo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Zullo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelzulloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Amy Turner from Theater by the Sea, and we're talking about what has passed this past summer and what we have 1 week left for, which is the play 39 Steps. But mostly, we're talking about the exciting year coming up next year and the fact that it's going to open with Forever Plaid and then Sound of Music, everybody's favorite. We've talked about those two. And now one that's not quite as well-known as a musical as Sound of Music, certainly, but very well-known as a movie. Tell us about this next production.
That's called 9 to 5, the musical. And as you would imagine, it is based off of the extraordinarily popular movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it really follows the movie very honestly. So if you liked the movie, I can pretty much guarantee you will love this musical because it takes all of the same characters and elements. And I think unlike a lot of other musical movies that have turned into musicals, they did something really smart, and that is that they went to Dolly Parton, who wrote a lot of the ancillary, is that the right word, music for the movie. But honestly, truly, one of the best songwriters ever. You know, they got Dolly Parton to write the score to this musical. And of course, she wrote 9 to 5, which was a huge hit at the time. So it already sort of has her flavor in our collective minds about the musical. I mean, about the movie. And so I think that was one of the best things they did about this adaptation. They got a well-known, extraordinarily talented songwriter that knows this piece inside and out, because of course she played.
She played
that incredibly funny character, you know, that threatens to change the rooster to a hen in one shot, right?
There you go. You know, and everybody can remember the song, particularly even if they can't remember the movie or didn't have a chance to see the movie, but certainly everybody remembers the song and the tune and working 9 to 5, no way to make a living. And then everybody after that goes,
it's a sing-along. It really is.
All right, let's listen to that song.
This is how the whole play opens. This is the opening number.
Somehow I've gotta make it till I learn the ropes. I guess I do.
So there we go, a song that's familiar to everyone and a tune that's familiar to things in the show that aren't going to be so familiar, right? Because most of the other music has not been heard a lot.
That's right, yeah. As I was saying, Dolly Parton wrote a lot of original music for this. And a few of the songs, if you're familiar with Dolly Parton or country western music, some of them may, because she did popularize a couple of the songs. But no, mostly it'll be all new. And that's one of the things that's exciting. This is the New England premiere. It's never been done in Rhode Island before. And so we really are bringing something. We have the opportunity to bring something really straight from Broadway, practically, right to our Theater by the Sea audiences.
That's excellent. Never in Boston, never in a New England premiere. Wow, that's big time.
So yeah.
That's great. That'll be a lot of fun. And can't wait to see who plays the role of Dolly Parton. I'm all excited about that.
We'll be on a search, casting search. You know.
Now, will there be any tricks used? I guess we can't get into that. To make it look like Dolly Parton?
Depending upon who we cast, yes.
Right. But that is part of the flavor of the show, right? I mean, what the females look like.
Yes. And if you are familiar with the movie, there is humor and character development based on her
physical stature.
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you for saying that. You know, she's misunderstood because of the way that she looks. So for this piece and for this character and for the story, it's important that she does look like that, because that was an important element. I think all three of these female characters that are these leads, it really is about being misunderstood, sort of being kept down, and finding a way to transcend that, take control of your life and change the world around you for the better. And there is judgment placed on, you know,
right,
that character.
Now, so everybody going through their mind like I am, let's say there was Dolly Parton, Dabney Coleman was the boss, right?
Yes.
In the movie. And
Lily Tomlin.
And then I can't remember.
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda,
yes,
that's right.
Was
that's
the the woman whose husband left her, and she had
that's
to enter
right,
the
yeah.
workforce.
Okay.
She finds her voice, literally, and her way in the world and her strength.
All right. Well, we have one more tune to listen to from that show before we get on with the rest of the season, and that's called Shine Like the Sun.
And I think you could kind of call it the anthem. It is when these women and these characters lift themselves and their work environment up beyond where it was when we started the play, they take control of that and mm-hmm. spread it around.
We'll listen to this one and then take another short break and be back with more.
They say we always get what we deserve, whether good, bad, or indifferent.
That's what I always heard.
No good deed goes unpunished, but the bad deeds you have done, stretched out, I'm sure that they would reach from here to kingdom come.
We think it's time you get what you deserve. You've got no true compassion, but you've really got some nerve.
And you've hurt every one of us
in different kinds of ways.
What goes around comes around,
and each dog has its day.
Under this hair is a brain, not that you'd ever care. And you only see tits, but get this, there's a heart under there. Heart that you've broken and ripped out more times than a few. Well, old Double D, Dora Lee's gonna stick it to you. I'm gonna shine up the sun when it's loud, gone away from my door. When it's all said and done, I won't be at your mercy no more. I will prove my worth, given damage and hurt. You've been adding to it. But I'm in control now, and just like before, I'll get through it. You hurt and embarrass me, proving you don't give a damn. I'm tired of men like you who make me feel less than I am.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with Amy Turner from Theater by the Sea, talking about the exciting season coming up next year with some great shows. And we've already talked about Forever Plaid, The Sound of Music, and 9 to 5. We have one more to go. But before we get there, Amy, let's talk about this year. There's one more week left to 39 Steps. People can buy tickets for that. And there's also coming up the big gala, Beyond the Sea, on October 1st, right?
That is correct.
And
yes.
And people can still buy tickets for that?
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm. They're also available on the website or through the box office.
And that's a one-night, one-shot-only.
One-night-only event. It starts with a champagne hour prior to the show, which also has a silent auction. And then the show itself, which is... I guess sort of like a glorified cabaret. It's inviting back alumni and special guests. This year we're singing the songbook from the 70s. So it should have a lot of great rock and roll, a little bit of disco slipping in there at the end of the decade. And then the after party, which is on the back lawn under a tent after the show for those folks who want to continue the party. And this year we're really excited. The band, a lot of people know locally, Brass Attack, will be playing at the after after party, so it will be a big dance event for those who like to do it. And they're sort of well known in the area for their 70s funk. So it'll be a transformation of the property into a pretty swell event.
So that's Saturday night, October 1st. And I see that we're going to have a friend come back to do a return performance.
Miss Huffman?
Yes.
Yeah, Katie Huffman has agreed to participate again this year. In fact, she's going to sort of be organizing and directing it.
That's Tony Award winner.
Tony Award winning Katie Huffman.
All right, well, great. It'll be great to have her back in town again. All right, and let's just touch briefly on the fact that speaking about next season, it's not too early to start buying tickets, right?
That's right. We do offer our subscriptions right now. So if somebody is intrigued by all four of these shows, we always say that the best support we have is our subscribers that do commit to all four of our shows throughout the summer. It's the best way to get the best seats in the house. Mm-hmm. It's also the best way to get the most economical ticket pricing. And we also give an extra week before tickets go on sale to all of our subscribers if they need to change any dates or make any exchanges. They always get the first chance to do that as well.
Excellent. So you want to take advantage of that. And we'll go over the website and phone number just after this. But we want to get to the last show real quickly before time runs out on us. And that's how to succeed in business without really trying.
Are you familiar with the show?
Unfortunately, I'm familiar with the movie and not the show. But
yeah.
I look forward to the show.
Well, it was originally designed as a vehicle for Robert Morris, for people who remember. And then it was a hugely successful revival with Matthew Broderick. And just this year, it's been another hugely successful revival with Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And it's a funny little musical about sort of that Mad Men era. So it's very appropriate to sort of what we're enjoying as a society right now. And it literally is about a young man who buys a book called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And he follows its advice and manages to succeed without really trying.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
And comedy ensues. It's a very, very funny, clever show. For us, we love it because it affords us the opportunity to do another thing that I think we do really well, and that's have some phenomenal dance numbers. It's a highly stylized dance show as well.
A highlight of the theater and sticks with your working theme.
It does.
This song title of this next piece we're going to listen to could have been in the last production.
It could have.
It's called Coffee Break. We'll listen to that and then finish up in a few moments.
There's no coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee! No!
If I can't take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break, if I can't take my coffee break, something within me dies.
Lies down and something within me dies.
If I can't make 3 daily trips where shining shrine benignly drips and taste cardboard between my lips, something within me dies.
Lies down.
This chair doesn't have to be foam rubber. So if I spread, so I spread, but only one chemical substance. the lead.
Like she said, if I can't take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break, if I can't take my coffee break.
Have How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, which will be the fourth of the presentations next year. Amy, I want to thank you so much for coming in and giving us another great season at Theater by the Sea. It's been a wonderful year.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to come in and talk.
And if you'd like to get tickets to any of these shows or buy the season passes, you can do that by calling 401-782-TKTS, which is 8587. So make sure you do that, and or you can go online, and I'll let you say the online address.
It's pretty easy, theaterbythesea.com.
Theaterbythesea.com. All right, we have one more tune to listen to from How to Succeed in Business, and maybe next year we can entice you to return again and do what you normally do.
And it'd be my pleasure.
And get to have all these great shows about Theater by the Sea. Thank you, everyone. We'll go out listening to Brotherhood of Man from the show. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Now, wait a minute, Wally. Before you go making any hasty decisions, I'd like to say a few words.
About what?
Humanity. You see, even though we're all part of the cold corporate setup, deep down underneath our skins, there is flesh and blood. We're brothers.
Some of us are uncles.
Now you may join the Elks, my friend, and I may join the Shriners, and other men may carry cards as members of the Diners. Still others wear a golden key or small Greek letter pin, but I have learned there's one great club that all of us are in. There is a brotherhood of man, a benevolent brotherhood of man, a noble tie that binds all human hearts and minds into one brotherhood of man. Is free. Keep giving each brother all you can. Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity, that great big brotherhood of man?
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.